Hey guys, what is up? This is Chris coming to you live from a lovely island of Cyprus. Another beautiful sunny day. Today is Tuesday. Tuesdays we talk about business. Sipping on my tea, thinking about business, making some big realizations. I come to realize that the more people you get to help you manifest your vision, the more people you're going to reach, the more service you're going to give to this world, the more you're going to change this world. Because every human being you change is the biggest change you can make in this world. You're planting seeds in the heads of people, and those people then in turn plant seeds in the heads of other people. You've influenced so many people. Because the people you influence others, and that's your influence. And that's beautiful. Isn't that beautiful? Knowing that you're helping people be better at something. You're giving them joy by helping them improve in something. How beautiful is that? That's just beauty, you know? What I'm worried about is that, you know, like most people, they label this as bad. If somebody goes and starts his own business, they're like, oh yeah, he's just doing it for the money. Oh, it's easy for him to be happy. He's got the money. Yeah, he's ripping us all off. Oh, but never mind him. He's got money. You'll never have any problems. That scarcity mindset, that idea about money, makes you miss the whole point. I can't name one person that's successful without making money. It's not about the money, but the money is a byproduct, and you accept that byproduct, and that byproduct gives luxury. And what is luxury? Luxury is the choice. I have the luxury means you have the choice to try something else. And when you're running a business, any business that is, company, entity, you're a sole entrepreneur, you yourself are a business. Everything is a business. Any business you're running, the more people you want to reach, that means the more good you want to give to the world, the more you want to influence, the more money you're going to make. Boom, that's it. Nothing changes that. But yet, people choose to label that as bad and not right, and they themselves don't go after it because they're afraid of it. That's what they're doing. They're just projecting their insecurities to the world. And they're making other people... young influences them negatively because they're afraid of themselves, because they don't like themselves, they don't believe in themselves, and they don't do what themselves are set out to do. They don't create just how God wants them to create, even though they believe in God. They don't create how God wants them to create, because that's what God wants from us. God wants us to fulfill our potential in any way that is. He's no judge. He isn't going to take you to heaven or hell, because there is no heaven or hell. There's only now. And the God never judges. The God only observes. He sees what's happening in the world. And it is. Boom, that's it. Whatever happens, that is. It's nothing more, nothing less. It's not good. It's not bad. It just is. So go for it. You don't have to wait. You don't need anything more than you have right now, because all you have is right now. That's all you have. All you have is the moment right now. That is all we have. As soon as you start realizing that, you start seizing the moment and you start creating magic, because you realize that in every moment you create a new you. Every moment is creation. In every moment you have a new you. You have a whole new set of opportunities, and nothing is limiting any moment, because you dictate every moment. You change every moment. You influence every moment. You are every moment. You were born one moment, then you will die one moment. Everything happens in the moment, and it's always in you. So I say, why not go for your utmost potential? If you were assigned with a task to lead the world, would you be happy with where you would have took them? How would you feel when you looked at that? Does that thought scare you, of leading the whole world, leading the whole of Earth, leading humanity? Would you be happy with that? If the answer is yes, that's good. And if the answer is no, still good. Because it means you have other things to work on. It means you're growing. You can grow. You can always grow. You're always growing. We're always apprentices. Your mentors, they have apprentices. You have apprentices. One day, you are going to be a mentor, probably, and you're still going to be an apprentice. We're always apprentices. The people that never stop learning are the people that are always improving, are the people that are always happy. Because you always have the anticipation of something more, of greatness. Because you are creating greatness right now. Right now, you are greatness. Right now, you're changing the world. Right now, this moment is magical. Start thinking that way and just look at the magic unfold. Because that's all it takes. It's one shift in perspective. You know, you tick some screws in your head and boom, you're operating in a whole different level. All based on the way you think. The way you think will change the people you have around you, will change your relationships, will change your financial situation, will change your career path, will change the food you eat, the music you listen to, the books you read to. It will change everything. Thank you for listening, guys. I hope I've given you some food for thought to improve yourselves. Because that's the fuel. As long as we keep improving ourselves, we'll keep making this world a better place. And what better can we do than make this world a better place? By making ourselves better people. Have an amazing day.